This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is strengths-based feedback and how to use it to improve performance without ignoring problems? Give feedback that builds people up while still holding the standard. In short, strengths-based feedback is a way of giving performance feedback that starts with genuine capability and uses it as a foundation for addressing what needs to change. It is not about being soft. Problems are named directly and clearly. It connects a person's real strengths to the specific area that needs improvement. It builds trust and psychological safety, which makes people more willing to act on difficult feedback. Definition: strengths-based feedback is a feedback method that identifies what someone does well and uses those strengths as the starting point for a conversation about improvement. It addresses problems directly without leading with criticism, building on real capability rather than cataloguing failure. You sat down to give someone feedback. You knew exactly what they were doing wrong. You had the words ready. But halfway through, you watched their face close over, their shoulders pull in, and the conversation became something they were surviving rather than hearing. The feedback was accurate, but it landed wrong, and nothing changed. That moment is one of the most common failures in workplace communication. Not because the feedback was dishonest, but because it gave the person no ground to stand on. Strengths-based feedback is a practical method for solving exactly that problem. It does not ask you to soften the message or pretend problems do not exist. It asks you to be more precise, to name what someone does well, connect it to what needs to change, and give them something real to work with. If you want to understand how feedback affects team cohesion more broadly, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it covers that in full, here, we focus on strengths-based feedback itself, what it is, how it works, and how to use it without losing your honesty in the process. What strengths-based feedback actually means. Strengths-based feedback is a feedback approach that begins with a genuine, specific observation of what someone does well, then uses strength as the foundation for addressing a gap or problem. It is not a formula. It is a way of thinking about performance feedback that respects both the person and the standard. In practice, it means you're not choosing between honesty and encouragement. You're using what is true and working to illuminate what needs to change. Here is what it looks like in real life. A project manager consistently communicates well with clients, but keeps missing internal deadlines. A strengths-based approach does not ignore the deadline problem. It opens the conversation with, "You manage client expectations better than almost anyone on this team. That skill matters. But right now, it is not translating inside the team, and the missed deadlines are starting to cost us. The strength is real. The problem is clear." One leads directly to the other. This is different from a general compliment followed by criticism. The strength must connect to the gap. If there is no connection, it is not strengths-based feedback. It is just the old sandwich method with a new name, and people see through that quickly. Understanding this distinction is the first step toward using this approach with any real confidence. Why strengths-based feedback matters in the workplace. Most people have received feedback that felt like an attack. They remember it. They remember closing down, going quiet, and leaving the conversation with nothing useful except their urge to defend themselves. That is the cost of feedback delivered without a foundation. Strengths-based feedback changes the outcome because it changes the conditions. It preserves psychological safety during difficult conversations. When someone hears their genuine capability named first, they are more likely to stay open. A person who feels attacked stops listening. A person who feels seen stays in the room. And that is where real improvement begins. It produces more durable change. Telling someone what they're doing wrong gives them a problem to fix. Connecting a strength to a gap gives them a path forward. People move faster and further when they know what they have to build with. It builds the kind of trust that makes future feedback land better. When people know you see what they do well, they are more willing to believe you when you tell them something needs to change. That trust is earned one conversation at a time. It keeps accountability in the room. This is important. Strengths-based feedback does not reduce the weight of the problem. It focuses attention so the person can carry the weight without collapsing under it. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth makes the broader case for why feedback culture matters. But the daily reality of, is this the way you deliver a single piece of feedback, can either close a person down or open them up. Strengths-based feedback consistently opens people up. The key characteristics of strengths-based feedback. You know strengths-based feedback is working when you see these signs in a performance conversation. Number one, strength is specific and true. You are not reaching for something nice to say. The strength you name is a real, observable behavior that the person genuinely demonstrates. You're great with people is too vague. When you brief the team before a difficult client call, they always feel prepared is specific enough to be useful. Number two, the strength connects directly to the problem. This is the test. If you cannot draw a clear line between the strength you named and the issue you need to raise, you're not yet ready to give this feedback. The connection is what makes this approach honest rather than manipulative. For example, your attention to detail in written work is excellent, but it is not showing up in your verbal updates, and that inconsistency is creating confusion. Number three, the problem is named without cushioning. Strengths-based feedback does not hide the difficulty. Once the strength is established and the connection is made, the problem is stated plainly. No passive phrasing, no trailing off. Direct and clear, in a tone that respects the person's ability to handle the truth. Number four, the conversation ends with direction, not verdict. Good strengths-based feedback leaves the person with a clear sense of what to do next. Not just what is wrong, but what using their existing strength more deliberately would look like in practice. Number five, the tone stays consistent throughout. The shift from strength to problem does not involve a change in warmth or formality. The conversation has one register: direct, respectful, and focused. These characteristics add up to a single outcome feedback that a person can hear, absorb, and act on. That is the only measure that matters. Common misconceptions about strengths-based feedback. Let me clear up three things people consistently get wrong about strengths-based feedback. Misconception. Strengths-based feedback means you should always start with something positive. The truth. The strength you name must be directly relevant to the problem you are addressing. If you open with an unrelated compliment just to soften the blow, you're not using strengths-based feedback. You are using the sandwich method, which most people see straight through. The strength and the problem must belong to the same conversation for a real reason. Misconception. Strengths-based feedback is only appropriate for sensitive or fragile employees. The truth. It is appropriate for everyone. Strong performers benefit from understanding which of their capabilities they should apply more deliberately. Struggling employees benefit because it gives them something real to build from rather than a list of failures. The approach is not a concession to fragility. It is a more precise way of communicating about performance. Misconception. If you lead with strengths, people will not take the criticism seriously. The truth. The opposite tends to be true. When someone feels genuinely seen, they are more likely to take the difficult part seriously, not less. The strength is not a distraction from the problem. It is the reason the person stays engaged long enough to actually hear it. For more on this, peer-to-peer feedback. Strengthening team bonds shows how this principle applies when colleagues give each other feedback. The short version: strengths-based feedback is honest, direct, and precise. It is not a kindness technique. It is a clarity technique. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Strengths-based feedback in real situations. Here is what strengths-based feedback looks like when it is and is not present. Scenario 1. A team leader and a struggling presenter. A team leader notices that one of her team members produces excellent written reports, but consistently loses the room during verbal presentations. She opens the feedback conversation by saying, "Your written analysis is the clearest on the team. People cite your reports in meetings constantly, but when you present verbally, that same clarity disappears, and I think it is costing you credibility with senior stakeholders." The team member does not become defensive. The strength is real. The connection is honest. The problem is clear. They leave with something to work with. Scenario 2. A manager who skips the foundation. A manager needs to address repeated errors in a team member's customer calls. He opens immediately with, "I've been looking at your call logs, and the error rate is too high." The team member shuts down. The conversation becomes an argument about the specific calls rather than a discussion about how to improve. The feedback was accurate, but without any foundation, it triggered defensiveness rather than reflection. A strengths-based approach would have acknowledged what the team member does well on calls before connecting that to where the errors are appearing. The SBI method is a useful companion tool for structuring that kind of conversation. Scenario 3. A senior leader giving upward feedback. A senior team member needs to give feedback to her manager about his communication in project meetings. She says, "You are excellent at setting context at the start of a meeting. People feel informed. But once discussion opens up, you tend to redirect too quickly, and people have started holding back their ideas." The manager listens. He did not expect the strength, and it made the criticism feel fair rather than personal. What these three scenarios have in common is this: the presence or absence of a genuine foundation determines whether feedback starts a conversation or ends one. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about strengths-based feedback. Start with something true, not something nice. The strength you name must be real and specific. If you cannot point to concrete behavior, keep looking before you start the conversation. Connect the strength to the problem directly. If there is no clear connection, you're not giving strengths-based feedback. You are padding. That padding does more damage than good. Name the problem plainly. Do not trail off. Do not soften with qualifications. Once the foundation is established, the problem needs to be stated clearly and directly. Leave the person with a direction. Feedback that ends on a problem is only half a conversation. Tell the person what applying their strength more deliberately would actually look like going forward. Build this into your regular feedback practice. One well-structured conversation can shift a relationship. A consistent approach to strengths-based feedback builds the kind of trust that makes difficult conversations easier over time. The GROW method is a strong next step if you want a framework for turning feedback conversations into genuine improvement plans. And if you want to understand how feedback shapes the way meetings work day to day, the role of communication in meeting success, and meeting facilitation skills for managers are worth your time. Strengths-based feedback is not a one-off technique. It is a practice. The more deliberately you apply it, the more naturally it comes, and the more it earns you the right to be direct when it matters. Frequently asked questions. What is strengths-based feedback? Strengths-based feedback is a method of giving performance feedback that starts with what someone does well, then uses those strengths as a foundation for addressing what needs to improve. It's not about avoiding hard truths. It is about building on real capability to drive genuine change. How do you give strengths-based feedback without ignoring problems? You name the strength specifically, connect it to the problem directly, and then give a clear account of what needs to change. The strength is not a cushion. It is the bridge between where the person is and where they need to go. Both parts carry equal weight. Is strengths-based feedback just positive feedback? No, strengths-based feedback is not the same as positive feedback. Positive feedback praises what went well. Strengths-based feedback uses what went well as a platform to address gaps and set direction for improvement. Problems are named clearly, not avoided. When should you use strengths-based feedback in the workplace? Strengths-based feedback works in almost every performance conversation, one-on-ones, project reviews, peer feedback, and coaching sessions. It is especially useful when someone is struggling but has genuine capability worth building on, and when the relationship depends on trust remaining intact. How does strengths-based feedback differ from the sandwich method? The sandwich method buries criticism between two unrelated complements, which dilutes the message. Strengths-based feedback connects the strength directly to the area of improvement. The link is intentional and honest, not a technique for softening difficult news. Can strengths-based feedback work for underperforming employees? Yes, and it is often most effective with underperforming employees. When someone is stuck in failure, they stop seeing what they're still doing well. Naming their genuine strengths restores confidence and gives them a real foundation to build from, not just a list of what they're getting wrong. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emumblickthorne.com to get your copy.